I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the FDA will study adding safety restrictions on so-called abortion pills. Pro-life advocates say this will add new access problems for women. Will it be a political nightmare for President Trump? Let's go through it. First, this is a review of the so-called abortion pill Mifepristone, which has been used since 2000. It has been reviewed multiple times since then, and Dr. Jessica Shepherd, Chief Medical Officer at Women's Health Service, HERS, tells CBS News, well, like with every medication, there are small risks.
But ultimately, when you look at the benefits outweigh those risks, and that actually was one of the things that was reviewed over the years of what are those risks, and what they found was that the risk with using this medication was so low that this is something that can be deemed safe enough to be even be given in a telehealth format.
And she says about 60% of medical abortions use some kind of combination of the pills. So the Supreme Court decision that reversed Roe v. Wade left the decision up to the states. And Shepherd feels that this action could very much limit access, especially in states that have banned abortion in some form or another.
So for something that has been deemed safe, not only in the U.S., but globally, it is concerning that we may be limiting women to access for their own health care.
Because in those states, women have accessed their health care through telehealth networks. Politically, well, the latest polling from Gallup done in May of this year, 30% of Americans believe abortion should be legal under any circumstance. Another 55% believe in certain circumstances, and 13% believe illegal in all. So that is 85% of Americans believe it should be allowed in some form or another. And then here comes RFK Jr. heading toward an investigation that will either lead to or be seen as limiting abortion rights. President Trump has said over and over again that he doesn't want to limit those abortion rights, but this seems to have the optics otherwise. The 2026 midterms are coming. Democrats have long claimed abortion rights as a winner for them. Will this have traction? How will Donald Trump explain this position? Will he have traction, or just be more words? Will this issue die before election time? And will this affect access for women to some form of abortion? What makes sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.